Begin again from the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Gimel on the Biz. Ezehu tam ezehu muad muad kol sheiidu bo shlosh yamim v'tam mi sheyachzer bo shlosh yamim divrei Rav Yehuda Rav Meir omer muad sheiidu bo gimel pa'amim v'tam kol sheyu tinokos memashmishin bo ve'eino nogeach. Comes over the Gemara and points out my time of the Rav Yehuda. Amar Abaye Tmol Chad Mitmol Trei Shilshon Tlasa Vayishmanu Ba'alav Asan L'Negicha Revius Rava Amar Tmol Mitmol Chad Shilshon Trei Vayishmanu Ha'idna Chayev. That we have Gzeras HaKosuv to explain why Rav Yehuda requires Gimel Yamim, and Rav Meir builds on the Gzeras HaKosuv. Rav Meir, my time in the Tanya, Rav Meir, Richek Negil Chosav Chaya. In other words, the Gzeras HaKosuv tells us that he can become a Muad over 3 days. Kirev Negil Chosav, Lo Kol Shekem. So, L'chora, both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are building themselves on Gzeras HaKosuv. We pointed out last time that we have a Gemara in Yevamos, which appears to differ with our sugya. The Gemara over there deals with the issue of chazaka. How many times does it take to make a chazaka? How many men does a woman have to be married to before and not have children before she has a chazaka of being an akara? Or if we're dealing with a woman who is married and her husband dies, how many husbands does she have to live with and die before it's decided that for some reason she's a katlanit? And similarly, how many children in a family have to undergo a bris milah and die from hemophilia before it's decided that this is a family illness? So over there, there's a machok between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether we're dealing with 2 times or 3 times. And the Gemara over there concludes, Amar Rav Yosef Varei de Rava le Rava, Gemara on the end of the Samach Dalam and Beis, Boy Mine Mi Rav Yosef Halacha Karebi, Amar Li In. Halacha Karashim and Gamliel, Amar Li In. Achuche Achachbi, in other words, how could they both be right? Amar Li, Lo, Stamei He, that we have Stam Mishnayas going in either direction. Upashit Lach, and therefore I'm simply quoting you the Stam Mishnayot, that in Nisuin, in terms of the world of Akara, or the world of Katlanis, Umalkios, in terms of the world of how many times do we allow an individual to get Malkos and continue to get Malkos and remain free, there we pass in like Rebbe, twice establishes a Chazaka, Vestaos, in the world of Zava and Nida, and Shor Hamuad, Kereman Shimon Ben Gamliel. So it appears that the Gemara links our issue of Shor HaMuad, of the 3 times, with Rav Shimon and Gamliel, that this is a din of Chazaka. So Tosos was bothered. We appear to have a steer between the sugyos. Is it a local Gzeres HaKosuv, or is it a din B'chol HaTorah Kula of Chazaka? And Tosos by us points out, Omeri, Dohadar Minim Bavol Yibim Tosos Anglantana de Shor HaMuad, it doesn't mean that Rebbe would say that Shor HaMuad would be after 2 times, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the one who says after 3 times, the Mikrei Darshina. Namely, our sugya is the main sugya. So what then do we do with the Gemara, with the statement of Rava over there in Yevamos? So Tosis Yevamos points out, Rebbe lo polig akra. In other words, the Rebbe would agree, the Gzeres HaKosuv, that you require 3 times. Ela klomar. It's not an equation, it's a parallelism. Hasa miskayim im divir of Shimon Gamliel dla mischazek ela betrasimne, that just as Rav Shimon Gamliel holds b'chol HaTorah Kula, that we have a world of 3 creates a chazaka, so also in the world of Shor HaMuad, we have a unique Gzeres HaKosuv that even Rebbe would agree with, which is parallel to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Not equal, but parallel. Okay, that's the Shita of Tosus. We pointed out last time that Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri both disagree with Tosfos. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, let's just look at it inside, is the sugi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Over there, at the two dots in the middle of the Amud, we're dealing with the world of Serugin. Most of us who have learned Hilchos Nida deal with the world of Serugin in terms of a woman who one month would see Tesvav, next month Tet Zayin, next month Yud Zayin. Is she creating a chazaka of an expanding veset? So parallel to that, here we have Shor, Nogach Shor, Yom Tesvav B'chodesh Zo, Yom Tet Zayin B'chodesh Zo, Yom Yud Zayin B'chodesh Ze, Prukta Derav Ushmuel. In other words, what do we do with such a situation? Can the Shor create a situation where he would be a muad for a particular day? Rav Amar Kavolav Eset. Yeah, that we have to worry about this Shor the next month on the 18th of the month. Ushmuel Amar Ad Shetashalosh B'dilu. Just like we have by Nida, that we have over here an issue of intervals. And so the first Negicha we don't take into account. So we require three intervals. Three intervals means that we would require four negichot, and only the fifth negicha, that would already be a nezek shalem. Right? The first negicha is not an interval. The interval is between the second and the third and the fourth. That creates the status of ha'ada according to Shmuel. And then the fifth negicha, you would have nezek shalem. Ad shetashalesh b'diluk. The problem with that is that we had on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph a similar situation, not in terms of dates, but in terms of animals, where we had the dilug, not in terms of jumping a day, but in terms of skipping an animal. Three lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, Ro'ashor Nagach, Shor Lo Nagach, Shor Nagach, Shor Lo Nagach, Shor Nagach, Shor Lo Nagach. So the question is, do we have over here already a veset? Do we have a muad of an interval? Nasa muad l'serugin l'shvarim. Even though over there we only have two intervals. Again, if we don't take into account the first negicha, so we only have two intervals. That's according to Rav. But what would Shmuel do with that brasa? So there are two ways of viewing it. Look at our Tosos on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. At the end of the Tosfos, Yom Tesvav, over there, Tosfos points out the last four lines of Tosfos. The Tema, once we have Shmuel, who say you require a Dilug Serugin, Tema de Gabi Ro'a Shor V'Nogach, Ro'a Shor V'Lo Nogach. Have Harishon on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph Min HaMinyan, that over there we appear not to deal with intervals but with Negichot. It appears to be like Rav. So how would Shmuel learn? That's a Braisa. How would Shmuel learn that Braisa? Tzarach HaChalik Bein Serugin Shel Yomim LeSerugin Shel Shvarim. Okay, in other words, that there is a difference in terms of whether we're dealing with the world of days or whether we're dealing with the world of an interval of Shvarim. How and what distinguish is very unclear, but Tosfos says we would distinguish. When we look at Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he asks the same question, V'yim tomar ha-bebraisa de le'el katani nas emuad l'seirugin alma zimna kamaisa miminyana. We count the first negicha. U'pirish bekuntrus ki hechi de plige hacha plige hasam de l'shmua lo mechaev ad negicha chamishis l'chora. That which Tosfos wants to distinguish, Rashi doesn't distinguish. He views an interval, a skip of a day, like a skip of a shore. V'yeshlamar demuki lo lebraisa deleil karebi. So we have no problem. It's a machokas tanoim between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That Rebbe holds betray zimne have chazaka. So according to Rebbe in Achiname, all you require are two intervals. And we haven't changed our rules, we've just changed our players. We still require intervals, but rather than requiring three intervals, but that's a question of Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. But Rebbe, who holds that a chazaka is after two intervals, he would only require two intervals. Then he offers the Teretz of our Tosfos, and even though Rashi compares Lamed Zayin Medav to Lamed Zayin Medav, we can distinguish between the world of Shvarim and the world of Days. Okay, but we have over here, there are Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, disagree in Shor HaMuad. That's against our Tosfos. Tosfos says that they don't disagree. Everyone, it's Xeris HaKosov, everyone agrees. So we see that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz understood that the sugya in Yevamos should be taken literally. That Nisuin Umalkios Karebi Vestos Veshor HaMuad Kershim and Gamliel, that our Mishnah that requires three negichas, only the fourth negicha, you're going to be a muad. That's a question of Shim and Gamliel, but Rebbe would really disagree. So we have Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and then moving back to Daf Lamed Zayin Amid, to our sugya Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, we have the Meiri. That here on Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, we pointed out that we have a Machokas Abaye and Rava. How to learn the Gzeres HaKosov. Are we Doresh Tmol Chad Mitmol Trey Shilshom Trasa and then Lo Yishmerenu Asyon L'Negicha Revius? Or are we learning like Rava Tmol Mitmol Chad Shilshom Trey Lo Yishmerenu Ha'idna Chayev? What's the machokas between Abaye and Rava? So Rashi over here says something very, very radical. The last that Rashi Lo Yishmerenu Ha'idna B'negicha shlishis chayav aleha nezik shalem. Rashi says that according to Rava, three strikes, in other words, is out already. Not three strikes and then the fourth strike you're out. Three strikes is out. Negicha shlishis, you're already chayav nezik shalem. So the Meiri points this out. Halacha k'rav Yehuda b'ha'ada u'k'rav Meir b'chazara v'yesh poskim Baha'ada Shlishis Chayav. In other words, that if we understand, like Rashi, this is Machlokes Abaye and Rava, and this is not a Ya'al Kagam, this is not one of the six exceptions, we have to passim like Rava. So if we passim like Rava, it means that on the third Negicha, you're already Chayav. Shezed Da'as Rava Migamara. Venusa Chadvara, my Tamid Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Tmol, Mitmol, Shilsham, etc., that we have over here a Machlokes Halachula Maisa, that according to Abaye, you're only a muad the fourth time, and according to Rava, you're a muad already the third time. Sheimlo came to manechluku, because otherwise, what's the machlokes? Umikoma kom kasha leperush ze. But this would be very, very difficult. Hare Rava atzmo amar vestos v'shor hamuad kerv shimin gamlio. Do amar l'shlishi tinase l'revi lo tinase. In other words, that over here, the Meiri points out that would set up Rava like Rebbe. And Rava himself in Yevamos is the one who says that we paskin in Shor HaMuad like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So again, we see the Meiri, similar to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, understands that the Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel applies not only to the world of Katlanis, but also applies to the world of Shor HaMuad, that Rebbe would disagree. And Rebbe would say, as opposed to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that you're only a muad the fourth time, you only pay nezek shalem the fourth time, according to Rebbe, you would already pay nezek shalem the third time, because the first two times created the chazaka. Comes, in other words, but that would, according to the Meiri, would create a stira within Rebbe. And therefore, he says, Ela ikar ha-perush al-nechaku abayi ha-rava el mashma dorshim. Like we'll see in Tosfos, that they both agree halacha lemaise. The Divrei Rava Perusha, that really you're only going to be Chayav after the Ha'idna. In other words, after the third time. Only the fourth time onwards, you're going to be you're going to be Chayav. What would Rashi do with our sugya? Why shouldn't we paskin over here like Rava? So the Meiri then continues that we only paskin like Rava against Abaye when that's the machlokas, when they initiate a machlokas. But if over here Abaye is simply following Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rava is following Rebbe, the moment that we paskin like Rebbe, moment that was Rav Shimon Gamliel, so we don't paskin like Rava. Namely, that the Meiri takes for granted that the issue of Shor HaMuad is a machlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Okay, so we have over here then a machlokas Rishonim as to what is the basis of saying that the Shor HaMuad is the fourth time. Is it that that's the Gzeres HaKosuv? Or is it because we have a din of chazaka and we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the world of chazaka? L'chora, we pointed out last time, what should be the issue over here as to whether the world of chazaka is relevant to Shor HaMuad or not relevant to Shor HaMuad? What, right. What's the process over here of Ha'adah? If the process of Ha'adah is what we call a Birur Hametzius, that we want to understand the nature of the shore, that we had assumed that all Shvarim are basically tame. But we know that there is a concept of a Shor HaNakhon, there is a concept of a wild animal. And so it's a question, is this shore part of that category of the wild animals? So then, we'll look at the world of chazakos. What creates a change in nature? Is two times enough, or do you require three times? And then we'll apply that to our sugya. In other words, that's if you understand the world of Shor HaNakhon, the world of Ha'adah, as a Birur HaMetzius, that was simply clarifying the nature of the shore. Then the Shmachokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is very, very relevant. However, what's the other alternative? Exeris HaKosav means a formal process. We simply have over here a formal process of a change of status. We know that there are Shvarim that are Tam and Shvarim that are Muad. And the nature of the change of the status the Torah sets up is three strikes and you're out. That we have over here a world of... that even Rebbe would agree with, that has nothing to do with the nature of the shore. What we're dealing with simply a formal process that and it's l'kulei alma, right? Yes?
How would that work though with Adam and that there's no process? I mean, it seems like...
Because Adam Muad La'olam, we have a greater responsibility on a person to take care of his own behavior than to take care of his property. In other words, in terms of his property, we're going to push off the world of Shia. According to his own behavior, the world of Shia is going to be immediate. Okay? So, L'chora, to learn that we have over here a Birur HaMetzius, L'chora, we have two very powerful rayos for the world of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the world of the Meiri. We have the Shita of Rava, according to Rashi, and we have the Braisa of Serugin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, that L'chora, the only way of learning these two shitos is to bring Rebbe into our sugya. Do we have a raya in Shas that Shor HaMuad would be a world of formality? Again, to take the side that we have a Birur and that we would have a machlokis Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, so we have the Shita of Rashi on Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, and we have the Braisa on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Do we have a Gemara that would push us towards the side of formality? That's the din in Baba Basra. That's Hochayusha. That Hochayusha, we're bothered, in other words, why after 3 years do we transfer the land from the person who was the original owner, the Marikama, to the individual who claims that he purchased it, to the Lokeach? Either Lokeach doesn't have a shtar. So Hochayusha wanted to learn this out from the world of Shor HaMuad. The language of the Gemara over there, Ma Shor HaMuad kevan de nogach gimon negichos, nothik le mecheskas tam vekam le becheskas muad, hachinami kevan de ochla tlas shanin, nothik le mirishus mocher vekaim ale mirishus lokeach. That we have over here a process of a change of status. Just as in Shor HaMuad, the change of status takes place after three, so also in the world of property ownership, the change of status from the status of from belonging to the Marikama to belonging to the Lokeach will take place after three. Nothing to do with the clarification of the Metzius, but we're dealing over here with a formal process, yes?
Can you say that that's just a clarification and then what comes from that clarification? Then is it changing
the
status?
Then there'd be no need of bringing in Shor HaMuad. Why bring in Shor HaMuad? In other words, so bring in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel by Chazaka. It appears that Shor HaMuad is a unique gzeras hakasuv for a formalistic change of status, and we're going to apply that as well. The other deos over there in the Gemara, right? In other words, and this is said to be the shita of Rabbi Yishmael, that you can even have this change of status. You don't need 3 years; it's just simply three crops, and so you can have it even in 1 year, moving from crop to crop, 3 months. That's a day of Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara asks for Rabbanan Mai. What if you need specifically 3 years rather than three crops? And it comes up with other answers that are really, as you pointed out, more of a Birur HaMetzius. What can we say about, you know, about the nature of holding on to a shtar, about the Chavrisli, etc. That's going in a different direction. Okay, so that is what it appears to be currently. But Rabbi Chassin, as Yortzeit's coming up, as I mentioned to you tomorrow, had a different take on this sugya, another option that perhaps, maybe, will go in the direction of Levinson, that maybe we're, of Mickey, that maybe we'll say that maybe everyone agrees that we're dealing over here with the world of Birur HaMetzius by Shor HaMuad. Not only Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri, but even our Tosfos. But they would disagree in terms of understanding the Shita of Rebbe. Namely, let's take Rabbanan. Rabbanan holds something happens, let's take Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel holds something happens one time. How do we view it? One time, a woman's married to a husband and she doesn't have children for 10 years. How do we view that? Happened, you know. It's a circle. It's, you know, mikra. It happened. She gets mad a second time. Also mikra. The third time, we already say there's a cause and an effect. Something is going on internally, right? That's the way we understand the coin Shimon Gamliel. Let's try and understand Rebbe. First time, something happens to Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, I'm sorry. First time something happens, mikra. Second time it happens. Sorry.
The correlation.
You can say it's a correlation, or, and who holds that way? That's Rebbe. Or maybe, what could we say? Maybe we can understand Rebbe differently. That the second, third time, vade correlation. Second time, first time is mikra, third time is correlation, second time, maybe it's, we have a lack of clarity. In other words, the first time we assume it's a mikra, third time we assume that we have a cause and effect. Second time, maybe we're going in that direction. We have a chshash. We have a chshash. So because of that chshash, what will we tell this woman who wants to get married for the third time? Now, better stay away, right? What would we tell a parent whose first two children died of Mila? Better not to. But in terms of paying Nezek Shalem, what? Nachon. In other words, it's only a chshash. We're not going to be machayev Nezek, or in terms of setting up a vesed of a woman that you tell her you can live with your husband. It's okay. In other words, we're not going to say that. You know, it's that. In other words, that yitachain that we can have over here a middle of the road sheet, namely the machlokus between Rebbe, according to Tosfos, and Rebbe according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri, would be a question as to why does Rebbe say two strikes and you're out in the world of marriage and in the world of Mila? Is it because Rebbe is certain, and then we would apply it also to the world of Shor HaMuad and Vestos, or is it because he's Choshesh, and then it would only apply, right? And that would be an explanation of the Gemara over there in Yevamos. Nisuin umalkios karebi. Vestos v'shor hamuat k'rshimim gamlio. Then it could be really that we passed in like Rebbe all along, but Rebbe's din is limited. That Rebbe would agree that I'm only on two times, I'm choshesh, I'm not certain. And therefore, that would be Tosus Hashita. Tosus would view Rebbe as being choshesh the second time. But he wouldn't necessarily move over to a world of Nezek Shalem, while Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri, they would learn Rebbe that he's a Vaday. And then just like he disagrees in the with Rav Shimon Gamliel in the world of Nisuin Umalkios, he would also disagree in the world of Vestaos and Shor HaMuad. So that's an option, namely that their whole issue is how to view second time or third time. Okay, let's see, you know, it's simply how to learn the sugya in taking these two into account. We have a machlokas in our sugya between Rav Yehuda, between the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. How does a shor become a muad? According to Rav Yehuda, 3 days. According to Rav Meir, 3 times. Could this link in with our chakira? Let's start off with the Rav Meir. That's the easier one. Rav Meir says that if the Torah is mechayev 3 days, kal vachomer it's mechayev 3 times. Richek negichosav chayev kirev negichosav lo kol shekein. Lachora it's clear. How is Rav Meir viewing this process of ha'ada? Barur, it's the biur hametzius, namely that if we're saying that 3 strikes you're out over 3 days, kal vachomer 3 strikes you're out over 1 day, that we're mevara the metzius, that this is a shor hanachan, otherwise we wouldn't have a kal vachomer. You can't build a kal vachomer that if you have a formal requirement of 3 days, therefore it's enough to have 1 day. That's not a kal vachomer. In other words, but when we're dealing in a world of birurim, so there we can build a kal vachomer. Okay, so Rebbe clearly l'chora holds that we're dealing with birur hametzius, and the moment we have exeres hakasuf that a metzius can be mitbarer over 3 days, l'chora can be mitbarer over 1 day as well. What about Rav Yehuda? Either he views it as a formality, that's one option, right? In other words, and therefore he needs physically 3 days, or what would he say about Rav Meir's kal vachomer? That maybe the factors that one takes into account as to whether a shor is a nakhon or not are not only factors of goring, but also if we want to speak about the nature of a shor, that, you know, it's not only a factor of the goring, but also a factor of time. Namely, that this has to last a certain period of time. It could be there's a concept of temporary insanity. Temporary insanity and permanent insanity are two different worlds. It could be that you would have a shor who's temporarily insane and that he can get hold of himself. Mashenken, if over a period of time he shows his insanity, that's his nature. Okay? In other words, so Yitzchak can pull it in either direction. In other words, it could be a machlokas as to, everyone agrees it's a din of Birur HaMetzius, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. The question is, do we take into account only actions, or we take into account actions over a period of time? Or it could be a machlokas more ekroni, that according to Rav Yehuda, this is a formal process, and therefore you can't play with it. Mashenken, according to Rav Meir, we're dealing with the Birur HaMetzius, and you know, and if the Torah will tells us we can mivare the tzius over 3 days, kal vachomer, even in terms of 1 day, that will know the nature of the shor. Okay, that's in terms of the process of ha'ada. But we have a two-way street over here. We also have an option, according to everyone, of chazara, that the shor can return to becoming a tam. Here, according to Rav Yehuda, we say that just as it became a muad over 3 days of goring, it can become returned to being a tam over 3 days of non-goring. Well, according to Rav Meir, we have a totally different criteria of shiyu tinokos memash mishinbo ve'eno nogeach. Let's try and follow through. According to Rav Yehuda, According to Rav Yehuda, who does not allow for any alternate process, what would seem to be the indication of Rav Yehuda? Again, we said that in terms of creating a mu'ad, we had two options. Either it's a formal process, or it's a process taking in of Birur HaMetzius, taking into account both Goring's and time. To make it a two-way street, the most simplest way of learning would be what? That it's a formal process. Namely, the same way you get to a certain place via a process, the reverse of that process will get you back to where you began, because we're dealing with formalities. And so, you know, if something is created, ABC, it'll be destroyed, CBA. That, you know, is dealing with formalities. Mashenkin, according to Rav Meir, it became a mu'ad via a certain process. Does it necessarily follow that the chazara is going to be the reverse of that process? Maybe yes, maybe no. But, you know, it's clearly there's room for an alternative because it's a birur hametzius. Namely, if you're dealing with formality, so then, you know, whereas you stick to the same framework. If you're dealing with birur hametzius, then yitachen, it's a totally different framework. And what does Tosfos himself say? Look at Tosfos Shiyu Tinokos. Af agav da'adam islay mazla, even though clearly, you know, whereas that which happens to a person is a question of hashkacha pratis. So it could very, very well be that party A is gored because he deserves to be gored. Party B is not gored because he doesn't deserve to be gored. Mikol makom. Kevan shenasa shafal kol kach shetinokos memash mishimbo, vaday chazar lekadmusa. In other words, that normally we would view Ashur as having a certain fear, a certain reticence. Maybe that's why he would gore someone that he feels is an easy victim and wouldn't gore someone that he feels may hurt him. But if you're dealing with Tinokos, then clearly we're dealing over here with the nature of the shore. V'lo barav meir l'ma'et shelo toil chazara gilma yamim, ela hishmianu dafilu biyom echad pamim diika chazara kagon ayadei Tinokot. In other words, that Yitachain, very much, that Rav Meir would agree that with Rav Yehuda. In other words, it could be that maybe the reverse, but why limit it to that? If we're dealing with the Birur HaMetzius, we can have more than one way of being Mevarer the Metzius. When you're dealing with a formal process, so we have a formality. You can't shortcut a formality. When, in other words, if YU requires X number of years of smicha as a formality, right, Penner will say, I can't change the rules. But if it's a birur hametzius, you know, to what degree this person is a talmid chacham, so then you could say, well, Rav Ochan said he can get smicha after 2 years. This one can get smicha after 1 year. It's a birur hametzius that he's on the level. I can already begin. In other words, but so when we're dealing with a formality, then boom, 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 you have to stick to it. When you're dealing with birur hametzius, you can have different birurim mitzius. It could be over a period of 3 days that every shore, if it's still insane, would have gored once. Or it could be that even the fact that the shore allows babies to play, you know, to pull its hair or to sit on its horns, you know, whereas then that already shows that we have a birurim mitzius. And we can have alternate birurim ha mitzius. I just pointed out that the Rambam does not appear to go like Tosfos as far as Tosfos goes. Rambam in Niske Mamon, Vav Zayin, Behema Shehu Ada, V'chazra Ba, Midavar Shehu Ada Bo, Chazra L'Tamusa. Ketzad, Shor Shehu Ad Ligach, V'chazar Shelo Ligach, Afal Pi Shehu Nogef, Hareze Tamla Negicha. That we can have, we view every area of the shore's interaction as having its own tamus or mu'adus. Umeema sahi chazarasa, ad shiyu tinokos mimash mishin beoveno nogeyach. Period. Now, he doesn't say, and kal v'chomer over 3 days, you know, like Tosfos offers. No, this is the only way. V'chein b'shar advarim shehuad behem, ad shiyimash mishu bo v'lo yeh ose behem. That our only test is babies. That's our litmus test. It doesn't mean that it's not a birur hametzius, just that it's not, according to Tosfos, you can have more than one birur hametzius. According to the Rambam, we only have one because Adam islay mazla, and so, you know, it's we can't bring any proof other than from individuals who don't serve as a perceived threat to the shore at all. Yes?
Is it possible that the Rambam saw Rabbi Yehuda, that the way it comes, a mu'ad was only through the formal process, and the way Tosfos saw it was either or, that it was either a mere pesius or the full
mikra. Again, you're 100% correct. We're dealing with two issues. One is how do you become, and secondly, how do you have the chazara? And what you're pointing out very properly is that the Gemara, that's also to a certain degree a proof. The Gemara brings in Rabbi Shimon and Rav Yossi that say that you don't have to take Rav Yehuda as a package deal. You don't have to take Rav Meir as a package deal. We can pass like Rav Yehuda in how it becomes a mu'ad, and pass like Rav Meir in how it loses its mu'adut. The moment that we don't take as a package implies that the Gemara is dealing with the Birur HaMetzius or formality. The moment that we say we could split Rav Yehuda and take, you know, Rav Yehuda in terms of becoming, and take Rav Meir in terms of the process of losing it.
Seems like more like a Birur.
It's much more a Birur. In other words, had it been a formality, then we would say Rav Yehuda is a package deal. That we have over here a formality. We, you know, A, B, C, C, B, A. That's our formality. But the moment we say, no, it becomes via A, B, C, but it loses this via Tzinokos Mamashmashim, then Lechora, clearly, you're dealing with the Birur. So you could say that either becoming is a formality and losing is a Birur, but that's very strange. Why distinguish that way? No, we simply have different Birurim. That we have, in other words, that we have different processes, that the mind of animals, animal psychology, in other words, to become a Shor HaMu'ad would have one Birur HaMetzius, and to lose the Mu'adut would have a different Birur HaMetzius. And that's what certainly appears from the Sugya itself. Okay, so again, in other words, the world of Birur HaMetzius would certainly be the world of Tosfos, Rabbi Peretz and the Meiri, who bring Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel into our Sugya. Even if we don't bring them into our sugya, we could still deal with Birur HaMetzius and simply have a, you know, where it's a Birur HaMetzius, according to Rav Yehuda, that would have a combination of time and action, as opposed to Rav Meir, who's only dealing with actions. And then we would have a distinction between the Birur HaMetzius of something becoming and a Birur HaMetzius of something losing. And as we pointed out, it could very well be that Tosfos really doesn't, in other words, that it could very well be that even in the world, even in terms, as we pointed out, that when Tosfos says that even Rebbe would agree over here with Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not because it's a formal process, but also it's a Birur HaMetzius, and simply learn Rebbe that one is definitely a Mikra, three is a vados, but two is a suffix. And so, in those areas where chshash would be meaningful, will be choshesh. In those areas require a vados, even Rebbe would agree, you require three times. So, yes?
Does Rebbe see it though as a chiddush, though, that it can return its mitzvahs even without a chazaka?
Again, a chazaka is one form of Birur HaMetzius. The fact that something occurs with regularity implies that there is a certain causal relationship. And in other words, that's not just Mikra. The fact that, you know, where it's, I mean, that's all of science. All of experimentation is built on the fact that if we can repeat an experiment, then kaneret, that there's a cause and effect relationship. Okay, so, but it doesn't mean that there's no other form of cause and effect relationship aside from something being repeated. You can have, you know, it's you can have a theory, and if it happens once in history, but it fits the theory, it could also be that that's a cause and effect relationship. The fact that Yamsuf was Nikra once doesn't mean it's a Mikra. In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm going to be Korea the Yamsuf, right? In other words, have them march. That's a cause and effect, even though it only occurred once in history. In other words, that you can have other birurim aside from repetition. Repetition is a very, very powerful form of birur, but it's not the only form of birur. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, sometimes I'll give you, you know, I'll play your game. Okay, in other words, you want to know whether giving tzedakah is going to make you poor or not. So, I'll test me. Bakasha. 3 years in a row, test me. Give tzedakah, give trumos and maestros, and see whether you're going to end up with more or less. That's what the Navi points out, right? In other words, test me. In other words, Bakash Baruch Hu doesn't say necessarily test me in other areas. In other words, that, you walk outside in your underwear and you're not going to catch a cold. Bakash Baruch Hu doesn't say test me. In other words, that there are certain areas that Kosh Baruch Hu says I'll create a birur of it'll work according to a repetition, but other than that, many times it's a question. Kosh Baruch Hu expects that there be an emuna, but it does. It doesn't necessarily have to. You can have other birur. You can have other birur aside from repetition. Okay, the Gemara on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Again, we're going to return to this Gemara from many other aspects, or maybe just point out that our issue of how to understand Rava, that we pointed out that we're two deos in the Meiri, is Rava simply is he agreeing with Abaye but just learns the pasuk slightly differently, or does he disagree with Abaye Ochel Amaisa in terms of how many negichos you require to make a muad? So Tosus points out, Pirush Bekuntrus Perish Harishona, De La Rava B'Pam Shlishis Chayav Nezik Shalom. And then we're going to have an issue as to how, according to that shita, you're going to learn the Gemara about Hazama. We're not yet going to get involved in the world of Hazama, but Tosus himself points out, next to last line, Rashi Atzmo Chazarbo, because the Gemara black on white takes for granted in Cheskas Habatim Mashur Amuad Ad Negicha Revius Lo Mechayev. If so, if both Rava and Abai agree, you require three times, and only the fourth time you're sure Nogeach, then on what do they disagree? Perush de Mashmaos Darshan Ika Benayu. As the Miri pointed out, that it's a question of not what the conclusion is, but rather how do you get to the conclusion of the fourth time? Verbino Azriel Pirish Tika Benayu de la Bay the Dorish Loish Moreno and the Gicha Revius Loma Shalem Nezik Shalem Ad Yom Revi. The Loish Moreno have a Yom Dala Dumi the Tmol Shilsham, Avala Rava, the Loksiv Negicha Revius. It's not simply not in the Pasuk at all. Afilu Nagach Revii Bishlishi Chayev. But that's not so poshut as he explains from the Sugya later on. In other words, so really we're left with the two options. Either that we're going to link Rava with Rebbe and Abaye with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, or we're going to say Mashmos Dorshim Ika Benayu. They both agree with what you require the fourth time. The question is only how do you learn it? Okay. But then the Gemara moves over to the Abaye, Iboy Luhu Shloshe Yamim de Katani, Liyude Tura. Oh, Liyude Gavra. What over here is the machlokes, whether we say Liyude Tura or Liyude Gavra? Which of these is the easiest to understand in light of what we've been speaking about up to now? Liyude Tura. Liyude Tura means that one of two things: either we have a birur hametzius, or we have a formal process in terms of this animal. What does it mean to speak about liyude gavra? What does liyude gavra mean? That over here, lechora, we have a machlokes rishonim between Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz and our Tosos. Let's look together at Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz points out the Im Tomar. Hech yischayev nezek shalem minagicha revius. In other words, the most cool adikashita that we have is that we move from the chatzi nezek to nezek shalem on nagicha revius. So if we're dealing with Yudei Tura, so the shor was nogeach once, twice, three times. We have a birur hametzius. We have a formal process. The fourth time, you're chayav nezek shalem. But if we're dealing with Yudei Gavra, the first time that the shor was nogeach, that took everyone by surprise, including the Baalim. When we want to speak about Yude Gavra in terms of the Baal, how many times was he warned? He was warned, your shor was the second, right? He was warned once and then twice. So why should he be chayev nezik shalem on the fourth negicha? He was only warned twice. That's the question the older Rishonim ask. Im tamer hefti chayev nezik shalem min negicha revias, halo negicha revias hi pshia shlishis lebalim. Hari min negicha rishona lo pasha, lo hisrubo. V'im kein, if the concept of liyude gavr is to warn the owner, hago haya lo lischayev ad pshia harevias achar hahasra. So the whole issue over here, the Gemara says, "Lemay nafkamina, three kiteyedim hazama." Why don't we say nafkamina is fourth negicha or fifth negicha? Can I read that everyone agrees that you're chayiv nezik shalem the fourth negicha? But why? There was no pshia of missing three hatraot. So let's look at Tosfos. How did our Tosfos deal with this? Look at the Tosfos on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, right? I li Yehude Gavra, a little Tosfos. Lo shiyehe muad la'avor b'hatraot. Not that he missed three warnings. The imken lo haye b'schayev ad negiyah shel chamishis. Right? He was bothered by the same question as the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Ela liyude sheyodio b'chol pam shenogach shoro v'yishmerenu. Okay, we'll have to understand what he says. He says, don't take Yude Gavra literally that it means three warnings. No. It doesn't mean three warnings or three... I'm sorry. Don't take liyude Gavra... I don't want to put words into your mouth. Look at Tosfos ben Peretz, his answer. V'yeshlomar de'lo'ola mischayev ba'oso hezek shehuchza kvar lihios poshea v'hezek d'revias na'asa acharei shehuchzak poshea b'shmiroso shekvar pasha gimel pa'amim kishehizik b'pa'am zo v'yi li'yude tura ina mashayim nezek shom negicha shlishis harei b'shoa shehizik ohuchzak adayin ashor lihios nogeach kol ze diktek mori Rabbeinu Peretz. What's going on over here? What's the difference between, in other words, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and our Tosfos? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Lo'olam yer mischayev," because, in other words, "Nischayev to be a posheya," hare pasha gimel pa'amim kishehizik bepa'am zo, as opposed to our Tosfos. Lo shehe muad la'avor b'hasros. Yim ken lo haye mischayev negicha chamishis. Elo liyude sheyodio b'chol pam shenogach shoro v'yishmerenu. In other words, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is taking the phrase Liyude Gavra literally. That the Gavra, in other words, missed three Hasros. And our Tosfos says, no, don't take it literally. Lo shiye muad lavor b'hasros. They both ask the same question, but their answers are, l'chora, very different. The question is, what are the two answers? What's the answer? Yes?
Can we say that maybe Tosos, our Tosos is saying that in Anathani he wasn't Poshay in his mooring, but he was Poshay in his Shmira. So there's Tosos many parents is saying he has to be Poshay on three of his moorings before.
You're 100% correct that Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz says that we take the Gemara literally, that we have over here, in other words, if we say Liyudei Tura, it means that we have a Birur on the nature of the shor. If we say Liyudei Gavra, it means that we have a Birur on the nature of the person. Right? In other words, Liyudei Tura means this shor is a Nagchan. Yude in Gavra means this Gavra is a Poshea. And you become a Nagchan with three Negichos. How do you become a Poshea? You become a Poshea by missing three Hatraot. On the fourth Negicha, you missed three Hatraot. You missed the Hatra'ah and allowed a second negicha, you missed a hatra'ah and allowed a third negicha, you missed a hatra'ah and allowed a fourth negicha. Namely, so we take this all literally. Right? We take this all literally, that the person is becoming a posheya. According to our Tosfos, lo shiyehe mu'ad la'avor b'hasra'os, di'imken lo meschayiv an negicha chamishis nezik shalem, elo li'yehude shiyodiyo b'chol pam shenogach shoro v'yishmerenu. What is he basically telling us over here? When we say Liyudei Gavra, are we switching horses, moving from a change in the nature of the animal to a change in the nature of the person?
No.
We're sticking with a world of what? We're saying that over here, the Gimel Yamim on the level of the shore changes nature. Yude Gavra is not disagreeing with that, it's adding. What is it adding? It's not enough that the shore changed its nature. What else do you require? That you have to have an owner who has been warned. In other words, that we're adding, if you want to, if we spoke it to use the terminology we used earlier, if you hold the Yehudei Tura, all we require is the Birur HaMetzius. We're just looking at the shore. And the moment that we know the shore is an Akhlan, you're high of Nezik Shalim. Yehudei Gavra means in addition to the Yehudei Tura, in addition to the change of the nature of the shore, this is a shore Nagchan, we also have a formal process. And what's the formal process? That we're dealing with a Negicha, which is coming after three times that we've brought the owner into the picture. If you want to, it's dealing with three points at which the owner ignored the warning. In other words, so you need a shor nakhon and you need an owner who ignores three warnings. So to get that combination, we get to the fourth time. Right? In other words, that the first time is not meaningful in terms of the shor or the owner. The next three times are meaningful both for the shor and the owner. Right? And so then the fourth negicha is going to be a negicha that has within it both the shor nakhon and the formality. Mashen kein Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. No, we've moved over from looking at the shor as the cause of the nezek shalem to looking at the owner as the cause of the nezek shalem. The owner is now miyuad. The owner has been branded as a poshea. That a third negicha after three pshiot is already considered to be third a third negicha in, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say after, a third negicha which is due to three pshiot, which is due to three pshiot, that already is considered to be the yiyud of the owner. I think that's what would come out, no? I guess to read it inside. V'im tomar, they both ask the same question. Hech yischayev nezek shomi negiach revias, negicha revias hi pshia shlishis lebarim, hari benegicha rishono lo pasha, lo hisrubo, v'im ken lo hayero lischayev, ad pshia revias, la'achar ha'hasra, hainu menegicha chamishis. That's the same question Aratosis asks, but and Aratosis remains with that question, and therefore changes the nature of the yiyud. V'yesh lomar, the la'olam ischayev ba'oso hezek shehuchzak kvar lios posheya. Hezek revias nasa achar shehuchzak posheya bishmiroso. Kvar posha gimel pa'amim kishehizik pa'amzo. This is the third shia. You're chayev, you know, it's three strikes and you're out. You're chayev on the third shia. This is the third shia. You're not chayev only after the third shia, on the fourth shia. You're chayev on the third shia. And in other words, and then the individual was defined as poshea. Ma she'en kein tosus, our tosus holds, no. In other words, were we to be dealing with the poshea of the gavra, it would only be the next time. Eloi yu'ude shi'odio b'chol pam shenagach shero v'yishmeredu. That we require and that he ignores three negichos. And then only the fifth negicho is the one they didn't ignore. Yes?
So for this, they're counting that the first one wasn't poshea?
Everyone agrees he wasn't Poshea on the first one. Everyone agrees he is Poshea on the second, the third, and the fourth. The question is, are you Chayev on the fourth or only on the fifth? So, in other words, Tosfos Ben Peretz says, once he was Poshea on the fourth, so on that he's Chayev. He's Huchzak Poshea, 2, 3, 4. On that he's Chayev. Our Tosfos says, no. In other words, that if we were dealing with being huchzak poshea, we should compare this to the animals being huchzak nakhan, and should only then be chayev, you know, go one more. But rather, we're dealing over here that we require not only that the shor be an ogeach, but also that the owner ignore three warnings. And by ignoring the third warning, then he's chayev. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Beseder. Okay, what we're moving to now, and test these out, is that which we skipped today, namely the core of the Long Tosfos Lo Yishmerenu, and the core of the Sugya of the Nafkamina between Yudei Tura and Yudei Gavra, which deals with the Sugya of Hazama. And basically over here we're going to be dealing with, my humble opinion, with one topic, which has been dealt with at length, you have on the other side of the page, in the Tshuva No Devi Yehuda. The Tshuva is much, much, much longer than what I wrote over here. In other words, No Devi Yehuda was asked a question about human nature hasn't changed since the oldest profession. And in his time, there was a woman who was wanton, I guess we would call it. She was a married woman. Who was Mizana left and right, but she was married to, she had a very rich father-in-law who didn't want a scandal in his family, so even though there were Edim on that this woman was Mizana, the father-in-law kept squelching the Edim, and in any case, it was a whole story, and the Edim finally did testify, and yeah, in other words, I only gave you part of it. I wrote three dots. You go look at the whole story. You can, it's very sorted. You can follow through in No Devi Yehuda. I gave you the censored version of the story. And the No Devi Yehuda was asked that there should be six reasons why this woman should be muteret to her husband, even though there was edus against her. What we're going to deal with, and No Devi Yehuda says, all these six reasons are wrong, and he goes through them one by one. The first reason was dealing with the world of Eidu Che'iyat HaYochol HaHazima, which is the content of our sugya. Can an Eid claim, had I known that my testimony would have been used in a certain way, I would not have testified. I didn't know that I was going to use it in that way. The Nabi Yehuda has a very clear approach to this issue. So what I photostated for you was part of the she'ela. In other words, again, there are three dots, which the she'ela is twice as long. So again, but that you can look up on your own. In terms of the tshuva, he points out that there are six reasons to be matir. So I quoted Aleph, the first reason to be matir. And then he sosir that first one over many, many pages. Within that section, there's a paragraph which is relevant to us, where he quotes our sugya, okay? To understand how he quotes our sugya, so I sent you to a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a parallel sugya that Tosfos by us quotes on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph in terms of how much wickedness do we have to prove by the Eid Zomim. In other words, how much does he have to know about the consequences? The Eid Zomim is lying. But how much does he have to know about the consequences of his lie in order to be able to receive the punishment, Kasher Zomim? So we have a certain indication from our sugya, and that's backed up in Daf Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, etc. The Noda Behuda certainly takes that approach. What I point out to you is that L'chor, this is a machlokas when the Shita Mekubetzes and the end of the long Tosfos. And, however, Noda Behuda certainly has Rishonim that he can be Somechon. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, a Rashi in Makos, a Ramban in Makos. Who is then the other person? Who's fighting against him in Noda Behuda? So according to the Rav, and according to Wilkinson, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was very opposed to the whole direction of Noda Behuda. And so what we're going to try and see is what are these two approaches of understanding Eid Zomim. Again, almost everything on the page is going in the direction of Noda Behuda, except for the Shita Mekubetzes and Nimr of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. That L'chora is Rav Moshe's saving grace that he builds on that, that it's a machokas Rishonim, and you don't necessarily have to follow the Noda Behuda. Okay? So that's what we'll talk about Bli Neder next time. And then what will be left in the sugya will be the denouement, the conclusion of the sugya. What is this world of Makirin? What is the world of Meramzeh, etc.? The end of the sugya, though, that we'll see in a separate issue. Okay, so we'll take it step by step. Okay. I mentioned. I sent out an email.